Back in February, when he announced his impending retirement from the U.S. Congress, our next guest described himself as the luckiest man in shoe leather. Michigan Congressman John Dingell then explained why.
I was given the greatest of all honors. I was born a citizen of the greatest, freest, and grandest nation in the history of mankind, the United States of America. And I've been honored to call this country home for 86 years.
Mr. Dingell holds the record as America's longest-serving elected federal official, continuously representing Michigan's 12th District since 1955. That's 21,000 days, during which he cast 25,000 votes, serving alongside 11 U.S. presidents. He's played a role in some of Congress's most memorable legislation, the 1964 Voting Rights Act, Medicare, and the Affordable Care Act. His career there will end this year, although the Dingell name may carry on since his wife, Debbie, is a candidate for the office. Yesterday afternoon, Congressman Dingell arrived on Mackinac Island for the Detroit Regional Chamber's annual policy conference. I had the chance to speak with him and first asked what he thinks of the new Michigan law increasing the minimum wage starting in September.
I think that it was necessary that we have additional work done on minimum wage law in the state of Michigan and in the country. As you will note, the federal government proposes to go to $10.10. Michigan has not gone that far, and very frankly, I think it's kind of a sin and a shame that we do not see to it that our people have the kind of wage that will enable them to work decently and to have a decent income by working one job. We have all kinds of people in this country who are not able to provide a decent living for their people because they're not paid sufficiently. And I'm hopeful that this will help, although I think we probably are going to have to go higher.
I want to ask you about the ruling allowing your fellow Michigan Congressman John Conyers to continue his candidacy despite his campaign using unregistered voters to circulate petitions. Some number of people say it's a pointless rule, but that it's a rule nonetheless and that it should apply to Mr. Conyers as well. What do you think?
Well, it is a statute of the state of Michigan which defines two things. One, the qualifications for people to put names on petitions so that a person can become a candidate for public office. And the other thing is to see to it that the qualifications of the persons who circulate these petitions are sufficient to comply with state law. I've got to say that I'm pleased that John is on the calendar, but I've also got to observe that it is quite important, I think, that the state of Michigan have the ability to fix the qualifications of persons who are going to deal with who will be the electors and so forth in the state of Michigan.
Your wife, Debbie, is a candidate to replace you in Congress. How do you feel about that? Are you confident she'll prevail and get elected?
Well, first of all, one, she's one of the smartest, nicest, most decent women I know. She's probably one of the smartest politicians I've ever met. And she's a woman who cares about Michigan, Michigan's jobs. She has no end of experience to qualify her for that elective office. And frankly, I'm looking forward to voting for her and to addressing her as Congressman Dingell.
How active of a consulting role do you think you'll play if she's elected?
I remember when she is elected, she is going to be the candidate. And she is going to be the person who is elected. I will be there to help her as she feels she needs the help. But I'm not going to continue being the congressman. She's going to be the congressman, and she's going to provide the service that she is elected to provide the people of Michigan.
Some polls and prognosticators are expecting the Republicans to retake the U.S. Senate this fall. Are you preparing for that?
My old dad used to have an old Polish saying that he used to say that worked pretty well, and I always remember it. And that is, before you sell the bear's hide, you first got to shoot the bear. And I have to tell you, I don't think that who is going to shoot that bear or sell that bear's hide yet is very clear. I think the Democrats have an excellent chance. The Republicans have spent an awful lot of time putting their foot in their mouth. As a matter of fact, as my old daddy used to say, they spend an awful lot of time, quite honestly, putting their foot in their mouth. And in fact, they spend more time, quite frankly, putting their foot in their mouth than they do taking out.
For decades, you wanted national health insurance in this country. In fact, you submitted a proposal for it every year from 1957 for decades. Do you feel the Affordable Care Act is subject to change, and does that concern you?
Well, the only perfect law I can recall is the Ten Commandments. And very frankly, they were written by the finger of God on a tablet of stone for Moses. It also, I have to tell you, is something which I think shows how hard it is to get legislation through. If I were to bring the Ten Commandments up in this particular Congress, I'd have serious doubts that I could get it through. I think the Affordable Care Act is going to work very well. We have now covered 8 million Americans who have no coverage. We now have seen to it that kids can stay on their parents' care program until they're 26. We also have seen to it that no longer can they kick you out of the hospital because you get sick. No longer can they deny you health care because you have a pre-existing condition. And there are all kinds of things that are in there for the benefit of patients, which is, after all, the reason for health insurance, and that is to take care of the patient as opposed to making money for the insurance company.
Michigan Congressman John Dingell is our special guest here on WKAR's Current State. We're speaking with Congressman Dingell from up at Mackinac Island at the Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference. Much has been made of the growing inability of congressional Democrats and Republicans to work together in recent years. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's a great shame. I've always felt that compromise is an honorable word, and that our founding fathers intended that we should work together for the broad overall good of the country. And that was one of the things that I always did when I ran the Commerce Committee for better than 16 years. And we reported out legislation by votes which passed the House floor by 420-10 or something like that, because I believed that all members had the right to be heard, and all members had a duty not only to be heard, but a duty to see to it that they had the opportunity to bring the thoughts and concerns of their people before the Congress, because that's the way the best legislation happens to be written.
Do you think, Congressman, Americans should expect this kind of tension between the parties indefinitely, or is this a phase that will pass?
Oh, brother, I hope it's a phase that passes. This is not serving the interests of the country at all. It's very much out of the interests of the public. It is bad for the country. It is bad for the nation. And it is certainly hurting the country. It's something that we don't need over here. And very frankly, this is our country, and we've got to pull together. And one of the things that we've got to do is to stop this business of sitting in the boat with all of our fellow Americans and saying, pardon me, but your end of the boat is sinking.
Out of the 25,000 votes that you have cast in your career, you called your vote for the 1964 Voting Rights Act the most important. What makes that your most important vote?
Well, if you will remember looking at television and listening to the radio and reading the papers, I think you'll be horrified when you see what all transpired in this country. You'll see that there was rioting, that African Americans had dogs sicked on them. They were beaten with clubs. They were sprinkled with fire hoses. They were locked up overnight. They were murdered, and frankly, they showed an extraordinary level of decency in the way they sought their legitimate rights. And the real question is, how much longer would African Americans have tolerated that situation? That was something which had to be addressed, something which would be addressed, so that we saw to it that every American has all of the rights which he's supposed to have. Remember, the most important single right American has is probably the right to vote. That's the right he has to, or she has, to see to it that they actually have a say about what goes on in their country.
You were a House page on the House floor on December 8th, 1941, with your father, Congressman John Dingell, when you both heard President Roosevelt declare war on Japan. How well do you remember that?
That was a very, very... That was something you do not forget. It was by no means certain that we were going to win that war. The Japanese had just sunk the entire Pacific fleet of the United States. The United States was seeing all of its allies in the Pacific getting the daylights beaten out of them by the Japanese. The United States was confronting massive, massive problems in Europe. It was a terrible, terrible, terrible time. And so I'd have to say, even though I was not in the Congress while Roosevelt was there, I watched it very closely, not only through my own eyes, but also through Dad's. And I have to say, of all the presidents, the greatest that I've had any real acquaintance with was, frankly, President Roosevelt.
And how do you intend to spend your time once you're out of Congress? What kind of post-congressional life do you expect to be leading?
Well, I intend to be living with a beautiful woman, an extraordinary woman in terms of her ability, and I intend to enjoy both of those. I have kids and grandbabies, and I'm of whom I am very proud. And I have a lot of things I would like to do. I'm going to be a spouse, and I'm not going to get in the hair of my wife. I've told her that if she's elected, and I'm pretty well convinced that she will be, that I want to see her be a first-class Deborah and not a second-rate John.
Michigan Democratic Congressman John Dingell from Mackinac Island reflecting on issues, history, and his wife Deborah's bid to replace him in the U.S. Congress. This year, Representative Dingell is concluding the longest career in the history of the Congress. It began in 1955. We want to thank both the Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta and WDET Radio in Detroit for assistance on Mackinac Island with this interview.